local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, hour number three. Happy Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your drive home this evening. We appreciate it. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626111. A lot to get to here over the next 49 minutes, and we've got you covered, starting off with today's top three stories. Today, President Biden announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. Biden says he wants those immigrants to put their skills to work in America.
Ask elected officials. They know it's good for American business. They know it's good for the American economy. They know it's good for America, period.
Well, the program applies to immigrants who have been living in the country for at least a decade. The Biden administration says the majority of those affected would be Mexicans. The Trump campaign calls the move mass amnesty and a power grab for votes. Immigrant officials say they expect legal challenges to the action. A tropical storm watch in effect for the eastern Texas coast, as a system in the Gulf of Mexico is set to become the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Right now, we're looking at widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches, say from the Houston-Galveston area to the west across portions of the Texas Hill Country, down across Victoria, Corpus Christi. We could see isolated rainfall totals as high as 15 inches in portions of the mid-Texas coast.
That's Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center. It is expected to become Tropical Storm Alberto tomorrow. Meanwhile, a disturbance in the southwestern Atlantic is still being given just a 20% chance of developing over the next 7 days, but it is expected to dump a good amount of rain on northeast Florida and southeast Georgia towards the end of the week. And in Israel, protesters in Jerusalem, near the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are calling for new elections. Thousands of protesters marched from the parliament to Netanyahu's home. Police say there were 9 arrests made as some protesters tried to break through police barriers, and also a bonfire was lit there. No injuries reported, though. That's a look at today's top three stories. Here's a look at the forecast with Alan Strum.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, there's not a ton going on, but we do have those accident reports that were basically where, let's see here, Sorrento Road turns into Perdido Key Drive. If you're traveling southbound on Sorrento towards the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway, we've got backups going all kinds of directions there, especially on Sorrento. It's basically going to have you backed up to Bower Road. Same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards that same intersection. Once again, you're going to be backed up onto Bower there. And then once you pass that intersection traveling southbound on Sorrento, getting onto Perdido Key, we do have some issues bleeding into that area. And it's also very heavily backed up if you're traveling northbound on Perdido Key towards that intersection as well. So southbound on Sorrento, westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, and northbound on Perdido Key Drive, all heavily backed up at this time. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for particularly long from what I can see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today, Joe.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today. The House Ethics Committee is releasing a statement today saying that, hey, there's enough smoke to continue looking into some of the alleged improprieties. I think I butchered that. Improper behavior.
And they say
alleged
I can't read.
Improper behavior by our Congressman Matt Gaetz. In the statement, Committee Chair Michael Guest says that the committee has spoken with more than a dozen witnesses, issued 25 subpoenas, and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. Based on their review, The allegations certain of the allegations merit continued review. Among those include that Gates may have engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. Gates continues denying all allegations, posting on X in part, quote, "They're doing this to avoid the obvious fact that every investigation into me ends the same way, my exoneration." In Santa Rosa County, despite continued opposition from Commissioner James Calkins, leaders are advancing plans to become the new home of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. Last week, the board voted 4-1 to convey 4 acres of land on Commerce Road where the new facility will be housed. Calkins has had a years-long feud with Dan Schiebler, who resigned as county administrator, now serving as the Dome's director of operations.
We had a former county administrator, Dan Schiebler, that started this process while he was county administrator, and he set himself up a job for the medical examiner, and he ended up leaving, and my take on it had to do with taxpayer money being spent on this.
Calkins also points to political differences, saying that Schiebler recently hosted a fundraiser for Congressman Gates' primary opponent, Aaron Dimmick. Also, area veterans that would like to get enrolled for care at the VA clinic can get some help with that process this week. The Gulf Coast VA says they have a veteran town hall event scheduled for Thursday. That'll be from 11 to 1 at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Veterans that would like to go are asked to register online, and we have that link shared on our news radio website. And finally, Escambia Sheriff deputies are now able to get more in-depth training on shooting scenarios at their firearms training range. A new addition at the facility is the Shoot House. Got to be careful with that one, which Sheriff Simmons says is configurable to train for nearly any scenario.
Basically, we can create walls and create rooms and create scenarios, whether it's NES Pensacola, whether it's a school, and we can train that way. But also, we can not just follow behind our troops, but also, again, with the catwalks and the video availability, we can critique every step that they take so that we can get better and better.
And Simmons says it's an idea that he got several years ago. He says they watch for news from around the country and train on scenarios that they see. Andrew McKay, of course, on Pensacola Morning News, he's been taking part in that training and chatting with deputies, and you can see those videos on our News Radio Facebook page. Pretty interesting stuff there. 6:18, almost 6:19. We'll take a break. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The only main spot we're having to worry about right now is basically the intersection where Sorrento Road turns in to Perdido Key Drive and Gulf Beach Highway. We've got a couple accident reports in that area that are causing very, very severe backups. It seems like if you are traveling southbound on Sorrento, westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, and northbound on Perdido Key Drive, all three of those directions there, very, very, very heavily backed up. Sorrento Road and Gulf Beach Highway are backed up to Bower Road at this time. And golly, Perdido Key Drive is backed up very, very far away, all the way back towards the Perdido Key Beach area. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be too much that's going to hold you up.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Help is on the way for North Florida communities in and around the Big Bend area impacted by last month's severe storms. Today, the president declaring a major disaster declaration for parts of the region that were hit by several tornadoes back on May 10th. The order allows residents in the affected area to receive federal grants for temporary housing, repairs, or low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses.
And the U.S. State Department planning to open its second passport office in Florida. Representative Maxwell Frost broke the news earlier today, saying that the new location will operate out of Orlando. The facility will help residents expedite services for passports or foreign visas. Currently, the only office in the Sunshine State is located in Miami, and it was backed up for weeks last summer as people tried to plan their vacations. Frost says it could take the General Services Administration up to a year to find a potential site.
Let's see. Miramar police have cracked the cold case murder of a 28-year-old firefighter nearly 40 years ago. Detective Danny Smith says DNA evidence links Harry Van Collier, who was shot in the head a week after Billy Halpern's murder, to the crime.
We feel confident that if Harry Collier were alive today, we would be charging him with murder and he would stand trial.
And they don't think Halpern was involved in any illegal activity, but they believe he was killed because he knew something about the criminal activity taking place in a gym connected to illegal drugs and guns.
And Leon County Judge John Cooper denying the ACC's motion to dismiss a lawsuit brought by Florida State. Cooper says FSU's complaint, quote, sufficiently alleges that the ACC operates a significant business in Florida regarding exercise of FSU's media rights, end quote. FSU is trying to get out of the ACC without paying more than $500 million in exit fees, understandably, and the cost of buying back its media rights. The ACC is also suing FSU for breach of contract. Joe, you even mentioned this is just a matter of, okay, they're probably going to settle. The figure is going to be brought down from $500 million, a good deal. It's just a matter of how much it is and whether or not FSU is willing to pay it.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. You know, like the more this goes on, the more and more attorney fees and all that are being racked up and all that stuff. And so I think a settlement is probably the outcome here. And then, you know, Florida State will be able to leave and Clemson and whoever else wants to get out and head for, at least in their hopes, greener pastures. National news today. New legislation is trying to tackle the growing problem of deepfake revenge porn. Senator Ted Cruz says it's exploded thanks to advances in AI, which makes it easy to manipulate pictures.
It feels like almost every week now we're seeing a new report of a middle school or high school young girl falling victim to this despicable activity.
Cruz's bill would make revenge porn illegal nationwide. It would also require social media sites to have a policy to remove the content when they're notified by a victim.
And a wildfire continues to rage north of Los Angeles as over 1,000 firefighters work to stop the flames. The post-fire in Gorman started Saturday afternoon and has exploded to more than 15,000 acres. This has not been a good literary day for me. So far, it has forced 1,200 people to evacuate and destroyed at least two structures. Meanwhile, around 5,000 residents of Redoso, New Mexico, have evacuated due to a pair of raging fires over in that area.
Still waiting to hear what a good literary day sounds like from you, Austin.
Yeah, hey, okay. Oh. Okay, buddy.
Just kidding. The CEO of Boeing is in the hot seat over the company's recent safety failures.
Much has been said about Boeing's culture. We've heard those concerns loud and clear. Our culture is far from perfect, but we are taking action and we are making progress.
That is Dave Calhoun taking questions from a Senate committee and apologized for the failures, including two fatal crashes, a blown-out door on an Alaskan Airlines flight. He's being blamed by some senators for a broken safety culture that prioritizes profits over safety.
And the U.S. now delaying a shipment of large bombs that are intended to go to Israel.
We, as you know, are continuing to review one shipment that President Biden has talked about with regard to 2,000-pound bombs because of our concerns about their use in a densely populated area.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration is concerned that the weapons will be used in densely populated areas of Gaza, and he said that other munition shipments to Israel continue to flow to Israel.
And also, the origins of COVID are being examined by the Senate today. Physician scientist Dr. Stephen Quay testified that he suspected the virus was the result of a lab leak early on.
The probability that SARS-2 came from nature is one in a billion.
Republicans and some Democrats on the panel are trying to determine if there was a cover-up about the possibility COVID was leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. We'll take a break there. 6:30 is the time. A look at our sports headlines, update on the scoreboards, and coming back, some health, business, and science notes, pop culture, entertainment, much more. On hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News,
I'm Tom Regani. On the 12th anniversary of the creation of DACA, President Biden announces executive action to keep married couples with one undocumented partner together.
For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file a paperwork for legal status in the United States. Allow them to work while they remain with their families in the United States.
The measure requires the undocumented spouse to pass a criminal background check. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Racine, Wisconsin, a key swing state today. Trump slammed Biden for what he calls excessive spending.
$400 billion more than estimated just a few months ago because he's throwing money out the window.
The White House says the deficit has been reduced under President Biden's watch. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA made waves today to become the largest U.S. company by market value, overtaking top dog Microsoft. NVIDIA's market cap is at $3.33 trillion, while Microsoft sits at $3.32 trillion. Apple sits just below Microsoft in third place. This is the first time that NVIDIA has been the largest on an intraday basis. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Adobe, alleging the software company violated consumer protection laws by making it too difficult for consumers to cancel their subscriptions. In addition, Adobe pushed users towards annual subscriptions without adequately disclosing that canceling in the first year could cost hundreds of dollars. Stocks continued a positive week in Tuesday's trading session, with the S&P 500 setting the tone, and along with NASDAQ boasting all-time record highs.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Rory McIlroy is ranked as the second-best golfer in the world, but hasn't won a major championship since 2014. And at the U.S. Open on Sunday, he was in control and at one point birdied four times from just holes 9 to 13. However, Rory collapsed, missing two short putts and picking up three bogeys in his final four holes. There's no doubt that Rory choked, and now the biggest question is, can he mentally recover to put himself in position to finally win another major championship again? I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what
the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the WSRE legislative review and some of the comments by legislators relating to the plastic surgeon case in Gulf Breeze. Very interesting comments by Dr. Joel Rudman. It's also talked about their view on insurance and how we might, hopefully, fingers crossed, be turning a corner a little bit on the house insurance market and all the problems we've had lately in Florida. And should social media come with a warning label for kids? The Surgeon General thinks so, and I do too. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. The only spot that we really have had to worry about this hour is where Sorrento Road meets Gulf Beach Highway, turning into Perdido Key Drive there. Had an accident report in that area, caused very heavy backups, and we still do have that going on. It has significantly lessened. But right now, it's just going to be if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards that intersection there, that's still backed up to just about Bower Road. And then if you're traveling northbound on Perdido Key Drive, that's very, very heavily backed up at this time. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be too much going on. It's going to hold you up for particularly long.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Thank you, Alan. 6:38 now at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what in the world's going on in sports today?
Ah, oh, geez, Joe, what's not going on? Let's see. We had the Celtics win the NBA Finals last night in five games. They're going to celebrate with a parade on Friday. Basically went down, once the Mavs got their little fluke win, we pretty much expected the Celtics to wrap it up last night. That's exactly what they did, 106-88. At the top of this upcoming hour, we do have Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals on ABC. Panthers, you and I have both guessed that they will do the same, the same as to what Boston did last night. Probably going to wrap out that series with the Oilers there. But they did put up a good fight on Saturday, so I guess good for them. Had some MLB games, Orioles at Yankees. That's on TBS right now. That got started at around 6:05. The score on that game, if it would load, thank you very much, tied at zero halfway through the second inning there. They're going into the bottom of the second. Nothing really going on in that one. Then we've got some local representation here. Cardinals beating the Marlins 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. Then it's going to be Braves with a 2-0 lead on the Tigers at the end of the first inning. And then we've got, any minute now, we should be seeing the start of the Rays at Twins. Those local games are not televised, but nonetheless something to keep an eye on if you are fans of any of them. Then this Thursday is the MLB Negro League tribute game in Birmingham. San Francisco Giants taking on the St. Louis Cardinals at historic Rick Wood Field. More than 50 former Negro League players are expected to be on hand, and the game will be be broadcasted on Fox. So, of course, a very pivotal moment there. And then in the NFL, speaking of pivotal developments, we've got a trial going on over the Sunday ticket package. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones testified this week. In 2015, subscribers of the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming that the league used its agreements with broadcast partners to keep tight control over telecast distribution. And of course, they argue that this allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. A lawsuit asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages. Similarly to that Florida State lawsuit we touched on earlier, may not be that much. They're probably going to, you know, reach some civil settlement or something, give out a lot of money. $7 billion seems like a bit much, though. And then in the College World Series, we had FSU beating North Carolina 9-5 today. The Seminoles will now be rematching Tennessee tomorrow. The Tar Heels head home. And then we've got, we were going to have it tonight, the Gators and Wildcats. However, that game was postponed due to weather, so that's going to be at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yes. Thank you for that. 641 now at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at what's happening around health, business, and science world today. A doctor with the Virginia Spine Institute is warning of some unwanted side effects with popular weight loss drugs. Here's Kate Gray.
With Ozempic, along with other GLP-1 drugs, making major headlines for its link to helping shed unwanted pounds, Dr. Yesh Mehta says it's not without risks.
What we do know is weight loss and such sudden and rapid weight loss is not good for anybody's body.
He says it's not meant to be used solely for weight loss because
will actually lead to decreases in muscle mass and bone. And actually, that will do a big detriment to your body as opposed to helping the body.
He recommends for those wanting to use it to start with a low dose along with diet and exercise. I'm Katie Gray.
And Americans pumping the brakes on spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose just 0.1% last month as inflation keeps shrinking pocketbooks. Retail sales include spending on things like food, cars, and gas. And there was a small spending increase on musical instruments, sporting goods, and books.
Let's see. The CDC out with another warning that ADHD medications are in short supply. That has some parents struggling to find a source. There are options online through telehealth, but experts say that families need to watch for some red flags.
You know, if it seems really easy, too easy, it might be problematic.
And she says that if you're speaking with a different doctor or nurse on each checkup, that's a red flag as well. The problem started during COVID. Telehealth was expanded, allowing more people to get a prescription for ADHD medication. At the same time, there's a shortage of the active ingredients.
And challenges to a potential TikTok ban will be heard by U.S. Appeals Court later this summer. A law passed earlier this year calls for the China-based ByteDance to sell the popular social media app by January 19th or have it banned in the U.S. Oral arguments on legal challenges to the law will be heard on September 16th. Also, we got a group of TikTok creators filing a lawsuit.
Thought we were going to have to pay a fine there on that one.
Okay. You know what? When my tongue slips, we just need to keep moving. Let's not mention it. All right. Golly.
Well, you kind of like, you started the.
Yeah, whatever. A group of TikTok creators. Filed a lawsuit.
Like a group of what now?
Yeah, in
May. I don't think that was in the script.
Okay. Filed a lawsuit in May that looks to block the law of ByteDance. See, and now I'm all off.
When ad-libbing gets you in trouble.
Yes, okay, whatever. A group of TikTok creators filed a lawsuit in May that looks to block the law. Meanwhile, ByteDance has also filed a similar lawsuit. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am excited to get into some traffic and weather. Just about 6:45 here. There's not a ton going on. We still do have some backup on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards...
It's a group of TikToks trying to get their way through traffic right
now. Yeah, okay, buddy. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Perdido Key Drive. I have been off my game. I am so sorry, America. If you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Perdido Key Drive, we are still dealing with some backups there. And if you're traveling northbound on Perdido Key Drive itself, we've got even worse backups that have been pushing us back towards the Perdido Key Beach area. Outside of that, there does not appear to be too much going on the roads right now that's going to hold you up for too long.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
You know, Austin, I'm reminded of a story.
Really?
That, the great.
Please tell it.
Listen, I'm trying to make you feel better, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
There's a story that the great Vin Scully tells.
Okay.
Do you know who Vin Scully is?
No.
Oh, boy. All right. So Vin Scully is one of the best sports announcers in the history of our lives. He was the longtime play-by-play voice of the first the Brooklyn Dodgers, and then he moved to Los Angeles and was the Dodgers play-by-play voice for many years.
Okay.
Also a national voice, but yeah, you should look him up. He's really good. But anyway, he tells the story of one of his first years in Brooklyn, where he's a young broadcaster, you know, trying to make a name for himself. And
I'm relating to this so far.
That's right. And he's telling the story about how he thought that like his career was over before it just got off the ground. He said that, I forget the players that were involved in the play, but as he is announcing this play, he tries to say the phrase, hot shot hit foul.
Oh, no.
It did not turn out that way.
I believe you.
So, but hey, he went on to be a legendary figure in baseball and in sports broadcasting. So, listen, there's hope for all of us.
Yes. Humble beginnings, for sure. Getting us into some pop culture notes here. Justin Timberlake has been released after making a bigger mistake than I just did. Arrested for driving while intoxicated in New York last night, the pop superstar was arraigned and released without bail this morning, and he faces one charge of DWI while also being cited for failure to stay in his lane and running through a stop sign. TMZ reports police said Timberlake was observed to be glassy-eyed and they smelled alcohol on his breath. Timberlake's arrest comes in the middle of his world tour with two shows scheduled in Chicago for this weekend.
Let's see. Scooter Braun is officially stepping back from managing top artists after 23 years. He announced his retirement yesterday from being an artist manager to focus on family and being CEO of Hybe America. Artists he's managed include Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Usher, Carly Rae Jepsen. The list goes on and on and on.
Yes.
Notably, it was Braun's purchase of Big Machine Records in 2019, which included the rights to Taylor Swift's first six albums, that led to her re-recording the music to regain ownership.
Hmm. And I struggled with this story, at least as far as pronouncing it in the first hour. A group of archaeologists have made quite a discovery in George Washington's former Mount Vernon home. Bottles of cherries and berries have been found, incredibly preserved. Archaeologists made this find during a restoration project dig of Washington's cellar in his former mansion on the banks of the Potomac River. Mount Vernon is partnering with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct DNA testing of the found fruit, and they'll also be testing more than 50 cherry pits found and seeing if they can be replanted. Records show George and Martha Washington were fond of cherries, especially when mixed with brandy. So, yeah. I think I killed the pronunciation on that story.
I think you did.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Potomac River.
Yes, Potomac River and archaeologists, which is a word I have known all my life. I tripped over like four times.
Yes, hour one was a rough one for you.
6:49. We'll take one last quick break for the show this evening. When we return, a rerun of our top three stories along with some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging.
This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That's shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
.652 here at News Radio Pensacola. During the commercial break, had a conversation with the bosses. Austin is still employed.
Oh, good to know.
We are going to have to, starting with tomorrow's show, right before the intro music comes on, we will have to air a disclaimer, parental advisory.
Right.
That, hey, at some point today, one of us, and by one of us, I mean Austin, will likely say something that is offensive to anybody under the age of 93.
So, golly. Okay. Well, I don't know the age of our audience, but I hope it's in the elderly capacity, because I need to keep my job. So my apologies. I'm going to release a statement tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. No harm, no foul. Nobody heard it except for me.
Yeah.
All right. Final check of the roads and weather, Austin. How's the situation down near Perdido?
Well, let's see. We still had some backups if you were traveling northbound on Perdido Key Drive towards Gulf Beach Highway, and some on Gulf Beach Highway itself if you were traveling westbound towards that same intersection. That appears to still be the case now. It is slowly but surely dying down, but there's still a lot of congestion at this time. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Yes, and I believe that to be the first time. I could be wrong on that, but I believe the first time that we have had the double red flags flying since Pensacola Beach decided to change up slightly the flag warning system. So double reds mean that the Gulf is closed to wading and swimming. So that came out a couple weeks ago there. Recapping the day's top stories as we wind down on a Tuesday, President Biden today announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses that are married to U.S. citizens. The program would apply to immigrants who have been living in the country for at least 10 years. A tropical storm watch now in effect for the Texas coast, as the system in the Gulf of Mexico, potential Tropical Storm Alberto, in all likelihood will become Tropical Storm Alberto tomorrow, thus being the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Protesters in Jerusalem calling for new elections. Thousands of protesters marched from Israel's parliament to the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Broke through police barriers. There was reportedly a bonfire started. Police say that 9 people were taken into custody. Taking a look at some wackier stories in the news today. A young woman named Madison, who does stunts for social media, set out to become the first person to complete a full marathon inside a Taco Bell. She didn't run it. She used a walking treadmill. She got there at 11 a.m., filled her cup with Baja Blast, even a Cantina chicken bowls and nacho fries, and not clear if she took any breaks, bathroom or otherwise. It took her 10 hours and 3 minutes, 58,000 steps. She finished the 26.3 miles that night at 9 o'clock that night. I think that's a great idea for a fantasy football punishment.
Really? 58,000 steps?
You have to run a you have to walk a marathon inside of a restaurant. Like, let's say McDonald's.
Okay.
So we go to a McDonald's and we say, hey, look, this guy, he came in last place, so he has to do a challenge, fantasy football challenge. He is going to run a marathon or walk a marathon with this treadmill. Each cheeseburger that he eats gets a mile taken off.
Hmm. Okay.
So you get to work off, you get your steps in, but you can eat McDonald's cheeseburgers. And, you know, if you knock off 10 or 11 cheeseburgers throughout the course of a day, you know, you get 10 miles or whatever. No, that would be more like 15 miles that you would still have to walk, but that would be pretty excruciating.
Yes, it would.
But since I would never come in last place in my fantasy league, I don't have to worry about it.
And I've only played fantasy at this workplace for a couple of years, and yeah. I've been mediocre, but I've that's never right. even sniffed last, so that's good.
Yes.
Police say a dispute at a Florida McDonald's led to gunfire and an arrest. Why wouldn't it? A video that has gone viral shows customers in the drive-thru in Lakeland confronting employee Chastity Carter over a mistake in their order. That led to an argument where Gardner threw a drink at the customer's car, leading the customers to throw drinks at her through the window. At that point, police say Gardner went outside and shot at their car when they were leaving. But thankfully, no one was hurt. The 22-year-old Gardner was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yes, I would say that would be appropriate.
Really? Oh, I thought you were talking about the gunfire. No, yeah, the arrest. Appropriate,
that's right.
For sure.
An 18-year-old woman in Iowa, speaking of appropriate means of handling situations.
Yeah.
An 18-year-old woman in Iowa named Samaya Thomas was supposed to have a first date Sunday with a guy she's been talking to on a dating app. They've been chatting for a little over a week, but at the last minute, she decided she didn't want to meet up. And instead of just telling the guy, she called 911 on him.
And lied about him.
She told cops her abusive ex-boyfriend was outside and that he was threatening to hit, punch, kick, and stab her. The guy that she was supposed to go out with was leaving the scene when cops arrived. They detained him on his way out. He was able to get out of the situation by showing them the text messages on his phone, which proves Samaya was lying. She eventually admitted she made it all up after she got cold feet and didn't want to meet him anymore.
You know, there's sometimes I'll hear about somebody and I'll just be like, what's scary is that they're driving our cars, they're teaching our children, they're voting for our presidents, they're preparing our food. They are living in our society.
Yeah.
And that's one of those stories. I can't believe someone that stupid exists. Some good news here. A much-needed wholesome story. YouTube's Mr. Beast is at it again, donating $200,000 to give families in a poor Ugandan village a full year's salary, around $1,000 each.
Wow.
Some of them have already used the money to open businesses, build homes, and send their kids to school. He also launched a fundraiser so fans can give the same amount to families in a neighboring village. You can check it out at givedirectly.org/beast.
That's cool there. Also, a woman's $3 thrift store find is now back in Mexico after it was found to be a priceless Mayan artifact. 5 years ago, Ann Dozier found a vase at a thrift store and bought it thinking it was a reproduction. Turns out, no, it's a genuine article. It's a ceremonial urn that was used by the Mayans more than 1,000 years ago.
Wow.
Dozier and her children attended a ceremony at the Cultural Institute of Mexico last night. They returned the vase for analysis and to have it displayed in a Mexican museum. Very cool.